Hello, I'm Lawrence Evans, and this is Don't Ask, I'll Tell. I had a different episode that I was going to air today, but in light of yesterday's events, I wanted to devote an entire episode to the shooting in Orlando and what that means for our country and what that means for the future of our country, where guns are concerned and gun violence is concerned, and where love is concerned. As I'm sure you already know, yesterday in Orlando, Florida, a gunman, Omar Mateen, went on a shooting rampage in the nightclub Pulse in Orlando. He killed 49 people and wounded another 53, many of whom are undergoing surgeries today because of the extent of their injuries. It was the worst act of terrorism on American soil since September 11th, 2001, and it was the deadliest attack on a gay target in the nation's history. It's something that has bothered me, of course, since it happened. I woke up today and I cried. I didn't know what else to do. This display of extreme hate and extreme violence, when are we going to wake up and demand gun control rights? When other countries start to write articles about your country and all of the mass shootings and terrorism events that have happened in your country, it's embarrassing that we still have these problems. It's embarrassing that we still allow people to go and buy weapons and guns without background checks some places and without requiring licenses. We require that you have a license to drive a car. We require that you have a background check before you get a license. We require that you take a test to ensure that you know how to use a vehicle before you get a license to drive. Where are these things for guns? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that we don't have these in place. And yesterday was just another event in a long line of them since 1999 in Columbine that just proves the point. San Bernardino last year, 14 people killed, 22 seriously injured. August last year, Bryce Williams shoots two former colleagues dead. June of last year, white supremacist begins shooting at a historic black church, kills 9 people. May 2014, Elliot Roger opens fire in Isla Vista, California, kills 7 people. September 2013, Aaron Alexis engages police in a running firefight in Washington, D.C., 13 people killed. June 2013, John Zawari kills 5 people in Santa Monica. December 2012, Adam Lanza forces his way into Sandy Hook Elementary School. He kills 20 first graders and 6 adults and had killed his mother before going to the school. August 2012, gunman kills 6 people at Sikh Temple. July 2012, James Holmes opens fire at a midnight screening of Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, kills 12 people and injures 58. It goes on and on and on. And the answer is regulating gun control, doing these background checks, ensuring that we give guns to people who know how to use them and is responsible enough to have one. What should also go with these background checks is psychological evaluations. And if you own a gun, you should have psych evaluations every year. Because look, folks, depression can hit you at any time. Any time, like at the drop of a hat. One day you're all happy, and the next day you're walking into a school or a library with a gun and you have no idea why. The brain is scary because we don't know enough about it. And if you have a weapon and you want to own a weapon, you want a gun, and you have done the background checks and you've done the training so you know how to use it, great. But you should also be going under psychological evaluations. Because there have been way too many shootings and violent incidents to not do that. I can't do much more on this today, as I'm way too emotional about it. I will say this, hug the people you love. If you don't know people, love them first. Love them first. Don't make them prove themselves to you. Love them. This is Lawrence Evans, and don't ask, I'll tell. See you next time.